When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop on every single day, every single hour of the day. Never have to worry about missing a show because you'll always be able to catch it here on WakeUpCallDT.com and on the Sports DT app found on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. On the line with me right now, John Kinder, formerly of the Syracuse Orange, was a quarterback on the team as well as a wide receiver and has now gone for his graduate program at Stony Brook and is vying for that quarterback spot in another opportunity to get on the field and make some great things happen, and I'm happy to have him here on the show. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And John, I want to start back where you were in the beginning. When you came to Syracuse, how did everything kind of shake out in its opening moment, so to speak? Were you always envisioned as a quarterback when you originally came to the Syracuse Orange?
Yes, I was recruited by John Anselmo. He had ties with my high school coach. He used to be the head coach of Nassau Community College, and I'm from Nassau, right on Long Island. So that's how that whole thing transpired, and him and Doug Marone came out to visit me at my home, and once I met those guys, you know, I felt comfortable enough with them, and when I came out to visit Syracuse, it just felt like the right fit for me, and that was my only offer other than Hofstra University coming out of high school. So I just, you know, I wanted to go big time, so it was Syracuse it was.
In that decision to choose Syracuse, when Ryan Nassib obviously finished up his eligibility, there was that fight for the job, and Terrell Hunt ended up getting the job, but you were one of the three quarterbacks at the time that was going after it. When you look at those moments of waiting in the wings behind Ryan Nassib and then having an opportunity and seeing one of the guys that was there with you on the sidelines get the job, how has this all helped you to grow as a person, and what has it taught you?
One of the biggest things it taught me is that, you know, at the end of the day, you can only control what you can control, and that's your work ethic and your consistency and what you put out there on the field. So, you know, it's definitely taught me to persevere and never stop chasing it. If you want something, just continue to go after it. And I'm very happy for Terrell and his situation that he's in now, and I wish him nothing but the best of luck and success.
When you look back on Syracuse and vying for the quarterback position that never really came to fruition, John, is this something that you look back and you put on yourself and say, because we talk about what we can control, or do you really honestly feel like you did your best out there in practice and gave your all? And how do you look back on everything in this moment?
I've always given my all. That was never in question. I think if you ask anyone who coached me or been out there as a teammate of mine, effort is never an area where that I lack. I don't know. I'm sorry. What was your question again? I can't really hear you.
Oh no, I was saying that when you look back on everything, even though things didn't pan out at the quarterback position, how you viewed your effort and how you handled the situation.
Well, I would think I did all I could to show my skill set and what I was capable of. You know, when Drew came in, it was a little different because I wasn't afforded the same reps that I was before he came in, but that's the nature of the beast. That's the game, you know. A big part of this college football or any program, for that matter, is, you know, is the politics that go along with it. And I think having that Oklahoma name behind him and, you know, being a big recruit for Syracuse, I think that kind of set him ahead of the bar before he even got a chance to, you know, get there and actually get on the field. So that had a little bit to do with it, but no bitterness, no anything like that. And I also wish Drew Allen the best of luck as well. I know he had an opportunity to get into the camp with the Titans, and I wish him the best of luck too.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com. you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. Dreissig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's Dreissig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors. Always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice from buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreissig Apparel at DreissigApparel.com. Dreissig Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreissigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreissigApparel.com. Dreissig Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from. With 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me. And I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up,
I smile when I see my, when I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle, not to dread having to drive home, not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car, and I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences, and I've had the not-so-great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com. Back on the line with John Kinder, former Syracuse Orange quarterback and wide receiver, with an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Stony Brook Seawolves in his final season of college football.
You made a decision when things weren't panning out at quarterback to go to the receiver spot, and it, to me, it was one of the most selfless acts that anybody could take to go against what you primarily want for the good of the team. I mean, it truly was a sacrifice of doing we instead of me. What made you come to that decision to make such a sacrifice on your end for the good of what you felt was best for Syracuse?
That decision was a very tough one for me. Had I not had my family, my girlfriend, and the support system that I did have behind me, I don't know if it would have been, if I would have been able to do it. But at the end of the day, like you said, it was what was best for the team, and I had to put my ego and, you know, put all that stuff aside and just say, look, I know that I'm athletic enough to play this position, so if I can learn it fast enough, you know, to be able to contribute, then that's what I'm going to do. So that's how that whole thing worked out.
So before we get to Stony Brook, looking back on everything, what are you taking with you the most from Syracuse? What can you really keep with you in a positive way from all of your experience there, from when you were recruited all the way to the end?
Well, most importantly, and what I would tell any recruit or player at Syracuse now is that education. That's something that no one could ever take away from you. You know, football and your physical ability, your God-given talent, those are things that, you know, can an injury can take away with a blink of an eye. But, you know, with your brain and the things that you've learned, those are things that no one can ever take from you. And so my degree, I would have to say, is my biggest accomplishment coming out of Syracuse.
So now that you have that degree and you move forward, Stony Brook has given you an opportunity to go after yet another opportunity at being a quarterback in college football. What made you choose Stony Brook? How did all of this come together for you that you could get back closer to home and still have another opportunity?
Well, I can't thank Coach Priori and these guys out here at Stony Brook enough for giving me the opportunity to come out here and compete. But actually, my sophomore or junior season, Coach Priori and these guys contacted my high school coach and told them that, look, if John, you know, if John's not happy where he is, or, you know, if he's not thinking that he's going to get any playing time, that he has a home here back on Long Island. And so that was kind of always in the back pocket, if you will. But I've never been a quitter, and I just wanted to, and like I just previously stated, my degree was always the most important thing to me. So I definitely wanted to graduate from Syracuse. And luckily, when I did graduate, that offer from Stony Brook was still on the table. So, you know, I wanted to finish out my career playing quarterback.
The way that things are right now, I know that from watching football and being around it so much with you guys, that there's no specific, yes, you have, there's no guarantee that you're going to have a job. You have to fight for everything, even if you're a starter. What is the situation like at Stony Brook at the quarterback position currently?
Well, we got two other guys other than myself vying for the job, and Carlos Hernandez and Connor. So they're junior college guys, younger guys, younger than me. And I think my experiences at Syracuse have somewhat given me an upper hand, just being an older guy, seeing a lot of big-time football, and also playing under Coach Marone, who ran somewhat of an NFL system. My knowledge of the game, I feel like I have a pretty dense, you know, football IQ. So I feel like that sets me apart from the pack right now.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. It's Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, there with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is a type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, that's CallDT, to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway, overlooking Oneida Lake. Back on the line with John Kinder, former Syracuse Orange quarterback and wide receiver, with an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Stony Brook Seawolves in his final season of college football.
When you look at your football IQ, even though you weren't on the field running the offense, it's something that you've been around so much, you know, with the change to the ACC, with the Big East and everything that came there, with the bowl wins that obviously Syracuse has had in the last 4 years. When you're on the sideline and you're seeing this, how much do you feel you can take from it not being on the field itself? I mean, you talked about your IQ. When you're a backup quarterback, how much of this experience from the sidelines do you feel kind of gets ingrained in you and helps you out?
Well, it helps. The visual rep does definitely help a ton, but there's honestly nothing like, and anyone who knows anything will tell you this, there's nothing like actually being out there and getting those physical reps and playing. So, I mean, it helps to an extent, but at the end of the day, you're not really going to get the most out of it unless you're out there playing on the field. So, I mean, it's helped somewhat in terms of just my general knowledge, but I actually saw a tweet, I don't know who it was from, but he was speaking about Johnny Manziel, and he said he won't get any better until he actually gets thrown into the fire. So that's kind of how that worked out for me. I mean, I had Ryan Nassib in front of me, a fantastic quarterback, and he told me a lot about preparation and how to prepare as a quarterback, but like I said, you gotta really be out there going through the motions doing it.
So when we look at John Kinder, knowing that you haven't been out on the fields to show what you're capable of, I mean, I've seen you in practice, I've seen positives, I've written about them, I've keyed in on them over the last couple seasons, but for those that don't know what to expect from John Kinder, what would you say you are when we look at you as a quarterback?
I would say first and foremost, you can expect a fighter. You know, I'm not a guy who's going to put their tail between their legs and give up. I'm going to fight to the end, and you're just going to get a passionate quarterback, a guy who pays attention to detail and really loves this game, and we'll do anything to get a win. So, you know, it's not about how many touchdowns I throw at the end of the game. It's not about, you know, it's not about any of that stuff. It's about getting the win. So whatever it takes to get a win, that's the mentality you can expect from me.
As far as your strong points as a quarterback, mechanically, what do you feel like you do well?
Mechanically, I feel like I have a pretty good zip on the ball, got a strong arm. Obviously, in the past, you know, people have heard a lot about my running style and, you know, me being able to be a dual-threat quarterback, but I think I don't get enough credit for my accuracy and how well I throw the ball.
As far as the areas that you think you want, you know, areas you want to work on, areas you feel that you could improve on overall as a quarterback, what do you key in on the most?
Having patient feet, you know, getting my footwork and timing down with receivers, and, you know, that'll obviously be different now that I'm at a different school, but, you know, just footwork and coverage recognition. You know, you can never work on those things enough, because even NFL quarterbacks, you know, you can't work it enough. So just coverage recognition, getting in the film room, and working on my footwork.
Being a student of the game, you talked about getting in the film room. How often are you sitting down watching film, and how confident are you in your ability to decipher what's going on tape when you get that opportunity to take a look at everything?
Well, since I've been here, I've been watching film and getting with my coach every single day, literally every single day, and what it does is it just slows the game down for you. Then when you get out there, you're seeing these little subtleties, you're seeing the safety wide on the hash, and you're expecting him to, you know, be a cover two safety because of how wide he is and his demeanor. So just when you're seeing these things in film, it slows it down for you when you get out there on the field.
As far as the playbook, how similar or different is this playbook at Stony Brook compared to what you had to learn at Syracuse?
Well, when you play this game, you'll realize that at the end of the day, a lot of the concepts are, you know, pretty much the same. You know, you have the same route concepts and things. The only thing that changes really is terminology, so what it's being called. But a lot of our passing concepts are very similar to what we did at Syracuse, and that's helped me thus far getting in, already knowing these route concepts. Just it's a matter of me figuring out, you know, the new names for them.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sundae, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream, that phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt. Is now inside the Wake Up Call Sundae. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sundae. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sundae in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all of the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment, to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dancetora broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now, 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreissigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreissigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreissigLady.com. Head there now. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. Back on the line with John Kinder, former Syracuse Orange quarterback and wide receiver, with an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Stony Brook Seawolves in his final season of college football.
If you have the keys to this offense for the start of the season at Stony Brook, how would you define a John Kinder-led offense?
Like I said, my mentality is just being a fighter. I would hope that that would rub off on my teammates, and that, you know, those guys would never quit on me, and we would just continue to fight, and no matter whether we were up or down, you know, we just stay level-headed and continue to plug away.
Now, with your experience, like you said, you have new receivers out there at Stony Brook, different from what you had at Syracuse. Who did you really build a relationship with at Syracuse that you feel can help you when you look at the wide receivers you were throwing to? Who do you feel like you could take something from to use potentially when you're out there practicing with Stony Brook?
Well, I just look at guys who fought their tails off and really had the dream of going to the NFL. Guys like Shamarco Thomas and just guys like that. I think about quite often. Think about the work they put in and since those guys were great friends of mine, like Chandler Jones, like guys like that, they were great friends of mine. And the fact that they're in the NFL right now, it just lets me know how close it is and that it's not, you know, it's not as far away as people think it is. So I think about those guys quite often, and if anything, I'm taking that with me and, you know, trying to reiterate that to these guys here.
What are the biggest things that you can take away when you look at your friends that have found success in the NFL? What do you think it takes to get to the NFL? I mean, we talk about talent all the time and accuracy and who runs what in a 40-yard dash, but let's get past all that. What do you truly believe as the whole package it takes to get to the NFL from the guys that you've known?
Well, all those guys who made it to the next level, they took a business mentality, you know, to football. It wasn't just a game to them. It was their job. And if you don't take that that attitude towards it, you'll never make it to the next level, no matter how talented you are. So you really have to have that business mind, that business kind of, you know, mindset about it. You know, you really got to prepare like you're a professional, even at this level. So you just have to take it very seriously. And those guys who have done that, those are the guys that I see go off to the next level and be successful at the next level.
When you look at the path that your life has gone in, they say that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, because nothing ever seems to go the way exactly we want it to go or we think it'll go. How your life has panned out and how your direction, not so much your direction, but how your road has gone as of right now, how do you look back on everything and how things kind of have gotten to where they've gotten to, knowing that this probably wasn't the plan that you had?
You know what? That couldn't be more true. Anytime I've ever tried to, you know, plan something out and it hasn't gone my way, it's only made that point more clear to me that, you know, it's not really, at the end of the day, it's not about what we want. You know, life sometimes throws us, you know, things, and you just have to react. And that honestly is the game of football. If the game of football teaches you life lessons, you know, not everything is always going to go your way. But it's how you respond that speaks volumes of your character and who you are as a person. And so I feel like my career so far has reflected that idea. And I feel like it's prepared me to be ready for anything. You know, anything that's thrown at me, I feel like I'm able to deal with it and just take it in stride.
You've had to take things in stride throughout the last few years. You've had adversity. What keeps you so strong in responding to it? Because we all know in my profession, in your profession, in any profession, a janitor, a teacher, a doctor, a flight attendant, doesn't matter who you are, there's going to be people that think you can't. There's going to be walls that are set up either by people that are trying to take you down because they're unhappy, because there's other talented people around that are trying to take your job, whatever it may be. There's going to be obstacles for each and every single one of us, but those that respond well to adversity end up getting the blessing at some point. What has kept you so hungry, and what has helped you respond to adversity so well amidst all of the thunderstorms, so to speak?
Honestly, nothing besides my faith in God has allowed me to get through the things that I've been through. And those people who try to discourage your dreams and tell you what you can't do, and those people who blog and only have negative things to say, they don't really, you know, they haven't been given your journey or your path or your vision, so you can't expect them to really know what you're going through or be a supporter of you. So you just really have to focus on the positive people who are supporting you and behind you and backing you. And, you know, just like I said, control the things that you can control. Coach Schaefer always said, control the controllables, and that couldn't be more true.
Scott Schaefer, you bring up, what did you know, having him as a head coach, I respect the man not only professionally but personally, because him and I have a lot of the same ideals. When you have him in a room with you, how did he make you respond? Because I mean, when I think of Coach Schaefer, I only see positives. I only think of this fiery guy that if he believes in something, he'll carry it over the mountain and he'll get it to where it needs to be. How do you respond to the time that you spent with Scott Schaefer?
Well, when I think back on memories I have, times I've shared with Coach Schaefer, it's only, like you said, positive things and just a great, truly a great guy. He really loves this game, and and I got close with him in the time that I was there, and also his son Wolfgang. They're just great people, and I think more than anything, he respects his game, and very similar to me, he feels like he owes this game a great deal because of what it's given him in his life. I think, like, he always says he wouldn't have met his wife had it not been for the game of football, and, you know, he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in right now. So in that respect, we're very similar.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. Back on the line with John Kinder, former Syracuse Orange quarterback and wide receiver, with an opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the Stony Brook Seawolves in his final season of college football.
When you leave Syracuse, when that moment happens, who did you want to talk to? Who did you want to see? When all was said and done with your Syracuse career, who are those people that are close to you that, that you spent time with before you made this decision to go to Stony Brook?
Well, I had my. It was honestly picture perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better situation than my last month spent at Syracuse and even my graduation. Like I had both of my grandmas there to see me graduate, and that was a blessing in itself. I had both my sisters and my parents there. My girlfriend was there and her family. So it was really ideal. Like I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Before I let you go, John, you brought up that both of your grandmas were at your graduation. I know how important a grandmother is because my 97-year-old grandmother, about to be 98 in a few months, not only was my grandmother, but I feel that she has raised me in a lot of ways as my mother as well. So you bring up your grandmothers first and foremost. What's your relationship like with them, and are they as funny as, I mean, all I know about my grandmother is she's a very kind-hearted, light spirit that is extremely funny and loving. I mean, how are your grandmothers, and what did it mean to you to have them there?
Oh, man, this is funny you say that. Both of my girls are literally a riot, and it's always a great time being around them. But yeah, if anything, they've taught me, you know, just to keep my faith in God and you know, never be told that you can't do anything, because it really is all about, you know, you just keeping faith, and when life throws you lemons, you know, you make the best out of it. And these little life lessons are things that I honestly always take with me. I'm actually wearing a dog tag that one of my grandmothers brought me, and says, "My dear grandson, forge your own path. Anything is possible." And I, since she's got that for me, I always wear it, and tell my whole very, very dear to me.
You've been forging your own path all the way through, and it only makes sense that Stony Brook is the next part of something that you're doing, because it's different. It's not on the same beaten path. It's one of those paths that you had to cut down some of the trees, and you had to make your own footprints and do it your way. So when you wear that around your neck, do you see that not only was your grandmother caring for you and loving you and getting you that, but do you see its significance in each day that you go forward?
Absolutely. I wake up every morning and put it on, and, you know, get whatever, no matter what I'm going through, it truly does get me through it. Really, and I find that it's always the little things in life that, you know, you really end up appreciating the most. So, you know, something as simple as, you know, her giving me a necklace is something that I'll really cherish.
Lastly for you, John, you had brought up your faith in God. What has God meant to you throughout your entire life? Not just football, not just your time at Syracuse, not just this opportunity at Stony Brook, but when you look at God in your life in general, what has he meant to you, and what does he continue to be as far as how you define him in your life?
He's been my rock, and will continue to do that and be there for me, and it's comforting to know that he's not going anywhere, and that you truly have a friend in him, and you can wake up and talk to him throughout the day, and, you know, end your day thanking him for all his blessings, and those blessings not necessarily always being positive good things. You know, sometimes it's those doors that he closes that are the biggest blessings for you, and that's been one of the tougher lessons that I had to learn, but one of the greatest lessons that I've learned.
Well, John, I've built respect for you over time, but with what you just said in this conversation, I hope to God that 5 years from now you and I are still talking, because you just seem like one of those good people that you want to have around.
I greatly appreciate it.
Well, I'll talk to you soon, and I know that you'll be getting ready. I know you're taking your classes, and I know that practice will be coming up soon, so you can trust that I'll be following what's going on with you, and I look forward to having you back on the show and keeping in touch.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll stay in touch. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, John. Take care.
All right.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T. That's C-A-L-L-D-T. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.